This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If you had asked me all this stuff a year ago about the corruption that's going on, I would have said you're crazy. There's no way that there could be this level of corruption in government. You shouldn't listen to InfoWars and Band.video because that's all nonsense. And, you know, we shouldn't pay attention to any of this stuff. Now it's been very evident to me that all of these people who are being labeled as misinformation spreaders, I mean, they're the guys telling the truth.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
The true misinformation spreaders are the CDC and the public health officials.
This remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
They are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
The only people you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth.
Maybe they should be shamed, are the unvaccinated.
This is the situation of an outbreak and a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Dr. Fauci's probably done more good for the world than all of us in this room combined. I mean,
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
I totally resent
that.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
We now know that Fauci-funded EcoHealth Alliance, a New York-based nonprofit headed by Peter Daszak, was absolutely engaged in gain-of-function research to make chimeric, SARS-based coronaviruses, which they confirmed could infect human cells.
And the worst part? All the people going along and being lab rats for these heartless mega corporations. It is truly incredible. If only people had the entire story that the COVID shots are not conventional vaccines.
There are plenty of examples of people that are having very serious medical conditions that result from the vaccination.
When the convulsions started, I knew it had to be from the vaccine.
Due to this vaccine, I don't even know if I'll gain full movement in my leg back.
One of their high school football players died.
He had two blood clots inside his brain, another on the outside of his brain.
The hardest thing was I let him get that shot. I got the vaccine. Please help. We need help.
When you have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before, what do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert. Only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Sea-launched cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch systems they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is, it's called mutually assured destruction or MAD for a reason, because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. And you know, I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war, especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us, and especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country is run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the smartest people I know, Robert Barnes, to cover the waterfront, is about to join us in 60 seconds after this break. Tell everybody you know, tune in now and resist the censors.
Wars, the most banned network in the world.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are now into hour number two of this Sunday night broadcast. I'm here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Owen Schroyer, host, Sunday Live. 6 to 8 p.m. He's got incredible footage in Austin of the pro-abortion crowd, literally with communist flags, most of the leaders, men saying they're women, and the open calling for killing of children, the celebrating of it, saying, yeah, they're children, we're going to kill them. That footage is coming up in the third and fourth hour today. Now, right now, with Robert Barnes, good friend of mine, great constitutional lawyer, but one of the smartest historians and political operatives I know, we're going to cover everything. We're going to cover Roe v. Wade and the firebombings and the intimidation squads and where that's going in the midterms, 184 days out, and what are the globalists going to do to try to defeat this giant political realignment that's already taking place. We have the massive situation unfolding in Russia and the new developments there we're going to be getting into. We've got George Soros openly running the new disinformation board that is right out of 1984. We have the inflation. We have the situation in China. We have the old the COVID news that's breaking where J&J's had to pull their shot, admitting it causes blood clots and heart attacks. This is an incredible time in history, Robert Barnes, and I haven't talked to you since earlier today in text saying, could you come on? And I just said, just please come on, because you can obviously talk about all these issues. You're just like I am and our listeners are. You've got your head in the game. What do you want to hit on first? What is most important?
I think it's a great premiere, the film 2000 Mules. I think that details what we talked about all the way back in Atlanta, Georgia, in November of 2020, and laid out how they committed the election fraud, how they stole the 2020 election. It was America's color revolution. And what took place? And there are a lot of things that led up to it. The BLM riots, the Antifa activity, the pandemic, the lockdowns, all of those things that were key to laying the stage for what took place in November. But what took place in November was a three-level unconstitutional election. The people who voted were not constitutionally qualified to vote, many of them. People that the method by which they voted was not a constitutionally qualified method of voting. And then the count and the canvassing of the ballots was not done in a constitutionally qualified manner, because to be constitutionally qualified in a presidential election required that the state legislature set the rules, and the state legislature's rules were ignored and eviscerated. And what 2000 Mules does well is document one part of it. And the one part of it was, how did they flood the system with illegal ballots? One, they sent out a bunch of ballots unchecked. Right here in Las Vegas last week, I received two ballots. One ballot for me.
Mars, let me interrupt you, which I'm famous for. Let me interrupt you and start over, because I didn't know you bring up this new film. For those that don't know, tell us where it is, who made it, what it covers, and the fact that Fox is saying they're not going to air it now, even though it's totally documented. And as you said, the electronic scam was the deep state red herring, which you were proven right about, when you were all over the country for Trump, proving it was mules voting multiple times, getting harvesting the fake ballots, filling them in and entering them. That's now been proven. You have been totally vindicated. We're not putting down other people that wanted to go with the electronic thing and all that BS. They're not bad people. Let's just admit they got conned and move on to how they really did it, because they're planning to do it again in 184 days. With the new COVID hysteria we'll get to next segment. But just break down what this film is and why they're censoring it.
So Dinesh D'Souza put together a film, and he relied heavily on the theories that we've been talking about, which was to focus and highlight the methods and mechanisms by which they got all these illegal ballots into the system, either because the person was not constitutionally qualified to vote. In other words, they lived in multiple states. They were dead. They were incompetent, like the nursing home votes in Wisconsin. They were too young to vote. They were not legally here. They were not legally citizens. But how did they get those votes in? They got them in through the mail-in system. But how did that happen? Well, they were able to circumvent the U.S. Postal Service and circumvent the regular method of delivering ballots by instituting drop boxes all across the country, which was funded by Mark Zuckerberg in the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars, bribing election officials, as the Wisconsin former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Office of Special Counsel for the state legislature has confirmed in his report.
And they are extremely scared of this. So how do you beat real election fraud evidence? You bring up fake election fraud evidence, get useful idiots to cover it, and none of us are perfect. I covered it some. You were warning at the time, but I covered all aspects of it, all points of the compass. That's how you kill a real story with a fake story. They are so scared of D'Souza's new film. Where do people find it?
2,000 Mules, so they can find it at Dinesh D'Souza's Locals page. So they can join his Locals page, get a year's subscription, and get the film for free. And the core of the film is about from the 25-minute mark to about the 45-minute mark.
And it's a slam dunk. It's a slam dunk proving how they did it.
Exactly. And some of it was stuff I was complaining about to RNC chairwoman of the Romney family, back at the time, and we said we need real investigative resources, real legal resources to battle this. And one way to expose it was to show not only the disparate turnout at places like nursing homes and mail drops and places like that, but one of the mechanisms would be the mules that were videotaped doing this, because they were required to have video surveillance on all the drop boxes. But instead, they refused to expend any. They raised hundreds of millions of dollars in the names of investigating this, and then they pocketed it and grifted it, went to other things. So this details what would have happened had we actually done the investigation at the time that some of us were requesting that the RNC refused.
You and I were in those states, like Georgia, like Arizona, and we were trying to get this done, and it wasn't done.
That's exactly right. In other words, what he's detailed is what we said we would be able to prove, which is when you look at the video surveillance of what took place at these drop boxes, what you see is people dropping off multiple ballots, not delivering one ballot, multiple ballots. Sometimes they're delivering them at 3 in the morning. What they took at 2000 and Mules did is they just bought the data that's available to geo-track your cell phone, and they tracked cell phones that were visiting multiple drop boxes on multiple days and then stopping off at the kind of places where they
and then they went and got the surveillance footage and show it.
Exactly. And they you could see things like people walking up late at night with gloves. With gloves. They would put the ballots in.
Hey, my brother-in-law, who's a really smart guy, he's a chemist, and my dad, both were at post offices days after the election and saw people with hundreds of ballots signing them and putting them in. They saw it themselves. It was going on after the election.
Absolutely. I mean, Pennsylvania, they took 10 days to, quote-unquote, process the ballots. Georgia, more and more ballots kept showing up. You know, day after day after day, more ballots kept showing up. How did that happen? This is how it happened. So they needed mules as their intermediaries, and this just captures one aspect of the fraud, because the fraud was broader and more wholesale. But this is an aspect that here they have smoking gun evidence of mules putting in more ballots. And remember, in most of these states, this form of ballot trafficking is illegal, is a crime. That makes those ballots themselves illegal ballots, regardless of how those ballots came in, regardless of what the original intention of a voter was. Doesn't matter. That ballot was done and cast in an illegal, unconstitutional manner. That makes it a ballot that could not be counted. And there's just tracking these mules in the states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona. they were able to find more illegal ballots than the margin of victory by a large margin, sometimes by a multiple of 10 or more, in every single one of these states, just tracking this one aspect of the fraud. That was why we always said you need to do a signature match check, because if you did a signature match check, you'd be able to prove that a lot of these ballots were illegal, and that's why no state to this day has done a signature match check on these ballots.
And now we hear Fox News is going to be blocking out Dinesh D'Souza, who's a totally respected filmmaker, totally incredible record as a journalist, super respected. They're going to be blocking this, the press is reporting.
Yes, I mean, in fact, they reported it last night in the after show of the premiere. They reported that, in fact, they had been told, this involves the True the Vote organization that helped participate in this, they'd been told that Fox's lawyers were quashing Fox from putting on any demonstration. Even Tucker, who interviewed one of the people concerning this, has not yet, has apparently been told not to cover this precise story in detail. So we're going to find out what's happening.
Unbelievable. Folks, you want smoking gun evidence, 2,000 mules and necessaries. We definitely need to get him back on the show. He's been on many times. Unbelievable information. Robert Barnes, we're going to cover a bunch of other breaking news. Always riveting and informative with Robert Barnes. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news. Today, tell everybody you know, tune in now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What a historic time we are in right now here on the Alex Jones Show. Obviously, if the deep state globalists pre-programmed it all, Pelosi said it doesn't matter how many votes he gets. There'll be a red wave. It'll look like he wins election night. We have the votes. We have the mail-in ballots. He will be gone. And then we witnessed this. And this 2,000 mules and Dinesh D'Souza and the proof they've got is just so incredible. And to see how scared the system is, let's speak to that in closing before we get to other issues and then ask the big question about the midterms 184 days out, the pre-programming, CNN, ABC News, NBC. Oh, the terror, the firebombings, the attacks on Supreme Court justices. It's Republicans. I played it first hour. I'm not going to play it again. But the level of gaslighting and disinfo is turning everyone against them. What are they going to do faced with total political realignment? Robert Barnes.
There's going to be a complete suppression and censorship of this story. There's already so-called fact-checkers out there saying that 2,000 and mules can't prove what it infers. Well, they have videotaped evidence. What were people doing delivering tons of ballots, multiple ballots, with their gloves on? Not only with their gloves on, they have surgical gloves on. And then after they put the ballots in, they take the surgical gloves off and throw them in the trash can. Why? So there'd be no fingerprint track records on those ballots in case anybody was checking them. In fact, that started to happen after it got publicly reported.
This was coordinated across the country.
Absolutely. And it was what we said from the get-go. What they did was they unlocked the safe, they unlocked the door, took down the video cameras, told people the security guards were gone, and said they were going to be gone for a couple of weeks. And that's why you get different levels of fraud in different places, is they outsource the fraud. So that any organization, a lot of these NGOs were part of it. A lot of the Zuckerberg-related groups were connected to it. The key is, how do we reform this? How do we fix this? We need to ban drop boxes everywhere. We need to limit mail-in voting to the truly indefinitely confined and military. We need to have meaningful signature match checks imposed with third-party observers, as we require, by the way, of elections internationally. We require elections around the world to have these standards. We can at least have the same standards ourselves. And that will prevent this particular method of ballot election fraud from happening in the future. This was massive ballot trafficking caught on tape and documented in the geospatial data that they were able to use tracking cell phones. What were people doing visiting 28 different drop boxes over a three-day time period?
And that's my next question. They're not going to give up. What do you expect them to pull this time? They're already saying, as I predicted a year ago, in the midterms they would launch a new variant, try new restrictions, more mail-in ballots. And I've got it here in the news. We got Democrat governors, Newsom and others, calling for mail-in ballots, all the rest of the same crap.
Well, people got to keep the pressure on. So keep the pressure on to get legislators and governors in these states to change the election rules and election laws to make sure these mass drop boxes don't happen again, that mass mail-in voting doesn't happen again, that ballots don't get sent out just en masse, millions more than we're going to be able to even vote in the first place. make sure that doesn't reoccur, because that's the mechanism they need to be able to achieve this scale of voter fraud. Without this, their ability to do it is dramatically limited and restricted. So it's the court of public opinion making sure that our elected officials at the local and state level do not facilitate this continued fraud.
Let's expand on that then. Obviously, they want to escalate the war in Russia. Obviously, they want talking about cyber attacks that are imminent. This is like Venezuela. We're trying to kick Hugo Chavez out. They're not going to go away quietly. What else do you think they've got in their quiver or in their hand of cards, Barnes?
Well, they're still trying to escalate the conflict and the war. And they want to drag us into it. That's why you see the New York Times running leaks about how we're helping to kill Russian generals. That's why you're seeing them leak that supposedly we sunk a Russian ship. They want Russia to, we're trying to provoke the Russian bear, prod the Russian bear into doing something directly in a NATO country.
That's right, saying you're officially at war with us. Let's get it on.
Exactly. Exactly. And these are people, you're seeing, I don't know, it was the Wall Street Journal the other day, major publication saying maybe we could win a nuclear war. I mean, we're back to George C. Scott, Dr. Strangelove. Ah, don't worry, you know, 10,000, 20,000 tops. We can make
10 million tops.
Exactly. No problem. Yeah, we can survive it as long as we get our 28 bribes.
I didn't say we get our hair mussed.
Yeah, exactly. That was it. Exactly. We're living this for real. There's people that are actually game planning this in the Biden administration right now. And so we've got to be consciously, consistently attentive. I mean, J.D. Vance won in Ohio. He won because he chose to be anti-war, chose to be anti a no-fly zone, said we'd have no business getting involved in this. We need to worry about our own border, not
that's
the
right.
Ukrainian.
That's right. It's insanely popular to not have war with Russia. It's insanely popular to control our border. It's incredibly popular to not devalue the currency. Everything the left does is unpopular, and they went to the White House Press Correspondents' Dinner and make jokes about that. They know that.
Absolutely. And that's why I think I'm hopeful that people like Kathy Barnett make a surge in the Pennsylvania Senate race. She's running against globalists. She's running, you know, unlike Dr. Oz, an unfortunate endorsement by President Trump because of his longstanding friendship with him. But Oz is a guy who voted in 2018 in Turkey, not the United States. That's not who we need in the United States Senate. We need someone like Kathy Barnett, someone who's advancing a populist cause, who's advancing and supporting that populist cause, who's a legitimate populist, not a fake one, not a pretend one, not another MAGA pretend candidate, but an actual MAGA candidate. And maybe we'll see Pennsylvania replicate what just happened in Ohio, because the populist base does not want any more war. The populist base doesn't want to debase our currency. The populist base doesn't want to destroy our border. The populist base doesn't want another fake pandemic to lock us down again. So that's what we need, is we need more populists, and we need real populists to reform our elections, to keep them clean and to keep them honest, to simply comply with the same standards, again, that international election observers, we in the United States, require of international elections. We should at least have the same standards here. And that's where 2000 Mules is a great film for documenting just this one aspect of the fraud. And it's a reminder we must continually be diligent in focusing change in the court of public opinion so that legislatures take the remedy that we need to make sure our elections have integrity and honesty.
Well, Barnes, the longer I know you, the more I respect you, because I remember being with you in Atlanta and you said, listen, they're going to say it's digital. It's not. It's all mules. Use that term. You said it's people bringing in fake ballots. Trump agreed with you, but his people didn't. It was all this pie in the sky stuff. And now it's proven. That is so huge. We're going to go to break, though. I want to talk COVID, because they got new lockdowns planned. And all this new stuff's coming out, and Bill Gates wants this world government UN treaty. I'm going to talk about how we head that off at the pass. We had great victory. The world was awakening, so they backed off as we knew they would. How do we not let all the gains we've had be lost? This is so critical to all your futures. Please tell everybody you know now on every platform you can, whether it's Gab or Twitter or Rumble. I don't care what it is. Just spread the word. The freedom is live.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns, the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So we're not weather forecasters. We're political, economic, cultural forecasters. And I can show you 100 articles and give you my view on this all day. But Robert Barnes, I really respect him and his view on this. So Barnes, look into that crystal ball. And we see a dying political global system in deep trouble, trying to start wars. We see the dollar in deep trouble. We see massive inflation. All of this happened. We see arrogance at the National Press Dinner making jokes about how they're enslaving us. These are not good signs. What do you expect this dying system to do, and what can we do to stop it?
Well, I mean, I see it right now in the one of the biggest cases, if not the biggest case, against Big Pharma related to this COVID vaccine, which is my case, Brooke Jackson against Pfizer, for defrauding the government of billions of dollars based on fraudulently falsifying the data that was submitted to them about this vaccine. We're seeing that disclosed in the FOIA disclosures that they tried to hide for 75 years. We're seeing more of the great work by Del Bigtree and Aaron Seary, which detail and demonstrate all the information they knew. All of this is confirming what Brooke Jackson said. She was the first whistleblower to blow the whistle on all of this. The complaint is now unsealed. We're going to have a hearing this month in May. And I'm announcing here for the first time, I'm bringing together a team of lawyers from across the nation to join in on this case. Because there are dozens of lawyers on the opposite side. Pfizer and the other related entities have lawyered up big time. And so they are trying to seek a complete stop of all discovery. They don't want there to be any discovery in the case, any information to be turned over, anything else, just like they tried in the FOIA case. We'll be litigating that this month because this case is the tip of the spear for unwinding what they did, uncovering what they did, and getting some public justice for what they did. So that they can't do it again, because as Bill Gates admitted this past week, Bill Gates, in fact, knew all along, or at least knew very early on, that this vaccine and that this virus wasn't as dangerous as
I got the clip here. In fact, guys, find it. I think it's in Friday's clips. But Bill Gates says it's only as dangerous as the flu. So he's now trying to walk it back.
Absolutely. Because he wants the next virus to be more dangerous. To justify an excuse.
He went on to say that. Exactly. He said, I got the clip here. He said, this is only as bad as the flu, but don't worry, the next one's much worse.
Exactly. And that's predictive. How does he manage to be so predictive? He wanted this one to be much worse. They just lied about how dangerous it was. And who is the number one private funder, funds as much to the World Health Organization as the United States government does? It's the Gates Foundation. Who's the number one funder of a lot of these modelers out of the University of Washington and out of the Imperial College in UK that created these bogus charts and bogus stats to terrorize the world into locking down and
that's
doing
been his latest thing. Statement. You must not question the independent science modelers. Since you mentioned it, here's the clip of him admitting it was basically the flu. But don't worry, he said in another speech, something far worse is coming. Here it is.
It wasn't until early February when I was in a meeting that experts at the foundation said, there's no way, there's been too much travel without diagnosis for us to contain this. And then at that point, we didn't really understand the fatality rate. You know, we didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is, although a bit different than that. So that was a pretty scary period,
right,
where the world didn't go on alert, including the United States, nearly as fast as it needed to.
Even though we had the experts on and said all that beforehand. Amazing admission that he's all over, as you mentioned, saying, oh, but don't worry, something far more deadly is coming.
And that's the plan, and that's why we have to continue to fight this in the court of public opinion, continue to fight this in the courts of law. That's why Brooke Jackson's suit is so significant and so critical and so essential. She was very brave and very bold at coming forward.
Yeah, for those that don't know, that was like 6 months ago. He told me privately, yeah, I got this big Texas Pfizer whistleblower. That was the first big case. Now more are happening. Great job. It's huge. It's huge. And everything she said is now proven, and there are admissions of blood clots, heart attacks, covering up the trials, didn't do phase three trials. Amazing.
I mean, she took great risk. I mean, she was getting direct phone calls from Pfizer's lawyers. She was getting certified mail that had been opened before she received it. I mean, she was seeing a lot of anomalies that were evidence of surveillance, private surveillance on her. She took a great risk by blowing the whistle on this. Took a great risk to her career, took a great personal risk. And now she's being vindicated in full, not only by the scope and scale of this case that we brought on her behalf, and on the behalf of every United States citizen. This is a key TAM action, so it's brought on behalf of the American people. But it's also being confirmed by all these critical Pfizer leaks that are now finally coming out in the FOIA disclosures, and they're showing that they knew a lot higher death rate than they had disclosed, much higher risk rate than they had disclosed, much less benefit. I mean, some of their data suggests that they were only about 12% effective for a short period of time. So they knew that the vaccine wouldn't stop this. So, I mean, this wasn't even a vaccine. I'm litigating with Bobby Kennedy in two different cases on behalf of Children's Health Defense against the FDA, both in the Sixth Circuit and there in the Western District of Texas, right up in Waco. We're litigating trying to stop this from being implemented for young children.
That's right.
Because
they're acting like the fight's over because they know we were building the forces politically and economically and culturally and legally to beat them. The fight is bigger now than ever. We're trying to stop their next assault, folks. That's why this is so critical. So let me ask you the 35,000-foot view here, Barnes. How would you describe the globalist position right now and how it's going for them? And, again, how else do you think they're going to strike at us?
Well, it explains what 2,000 Mules is really all about. And it was, why did they steal the 2020 election? Because they wanted global war with Ukraine. They wanted to use Ukraine as a proxy to take down anybody threatening the globalist new order of Klaus Schwab and George Soros and the rest. And they wanted to be able to do this, get away with what they did in this past lockdowns and vaccines, but so that they can do it again in the future. And that's why it was so critical to take Trump out, to remove him as the obstacle to global war, as the obstacle to another lockdown, and to exposing their malfeasance and misconduct. This Justice Department is the most weaponized Justice Department in American political history. Biden has done with this Justice Department what they accused Nixon of doing, that Nixon never got close to achieving or attaining. He is doing it, not only in covering up for Hunter Biden's crimes, going after Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, but in this case, where is the Justice Department? Brooke Jackson detailed all of these issues. These issues are now being confirmed by the FOIA litigation, and yet the Justice Department is still sitting on its hands. The Justice Department should be supporting Brooke Jackson's case against Pfizer, should be assisting this case, and instead they're hiding in the background.
And while all they don't of this want- is coming out, they're trying to target under five children with these poison shots.
Absolutely. They want to give it to babies. They want to give it to babies. If they can't kill them in the womb, they want to kill them when they come out of the womb. Just look at California legislation promoting killing actual infanticide. There's a reason why Roe v. Wade kept referencing the infanticide decisions of Rome. It's because this was a eugenicist decision. Look at Elizabeth Warren's most recent quote and tweet where she says, hey, abortion's important for poor people and minority people. Why does she say that? She says that because this was a eugenicist-driven agenda, and they're losing the power to force abortions on unwilling populations. They're losing the power to force these mass quote-unquote fake vaccines, because they're not legally vaccines, these vaccines on mass populations, including very young children, despite all the health data, and they won a third world war with Ukraine. And all of those agendas are being derailed and sidetracked despite their
stealing. I agree. So in 1 minute to break, how are they going to try to grab victory from the jaws of defeat?
Well, you see, they're going to do things like leak a Supreme Court draft opinion and then engage in Antifa-style terror tactics outside the homes of these Supreme Court justices, hoping that these Supreme Court justices fold and capitulate and reverse on their decisions. And I mean, it is mind-numbing. I mean, if any conservatives were doing that, they would have been locked up yesterday. But here, these people are being rewarded, being encouraged, being incentivized. The media is celebrating it. Joe Biden is excusing it. The left is tolerating it. This is what's happening. They're going to resort to street theater and deep state, deep fake, false flags in the Ukrainian conflict. Between the two, hope to derail this populist rebellion against their globalist agenda.
All right, Barnes, I'm going to look at food shortages, all these food plants, including Walmart, supply centers blowing up. I want to look at the disinformation board and more in the final segment with Robert Barnes. And then Owen, the cup destroyer, Schroyer, has got a gigantic show lined up for you, 6 to 8 p.m. Central tonight.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You know, in this last segment, I got a few big issues I want to hit on the Alex Jones Show. But I want to bring this up because I do follow Robert Barnes. I watch his show he does every few days with another great lawyer. I follow his work. It's always informative. I learn stuff. But I saw you get into the Democratic Party-funded lawsuits against me and really just expose what it was a few days ago. And I normally don't spend a lot of time covering what we're going through because listeners already know it. They're supporting us. But it's a blueprint for the future. And so, you know, I hired some big top law firms for our limited bankruptcy. And right after it started, 2 weeks ago, they called me and they sent me transcripts. They said, we've never seen this before. We believe in the deep state now. We've had the Justice Department call and say the Biden administration says you're not allowed to support him. They actually called the judge's lawyer and they called the trustees' lawyers, who are retired, the former bankruptcy judge of Austin, and Schmidt, and said it's policy of the U.S. government, like I'm Russia, that he doesn't have access to the courts. So that blew him away, and I actually woke him up. And I knew this would happen, because these state courts are so rigged, as you've pointed out, with Soros-elected judges. You know, he's got 900-plus district attorneys, a bunch of county attorneys, 20-plus U.S. attorneys, or more than that, hell, and a whole bunch of state attorney generals. And then you can put the headline up of Reuters, you name it, Justice Department is against Alex Jones' bankruptcy. Justice Department trying to stop Alex Jones' bankruptcy. Those are the headlines. I showed them in the first hour. We can put them back up on screen for TV viewers. But then I confirmed this week, we're not going to release it yet, but this is something you should be involved in. We should really build it up. It's a big deal. That we always knew Soros was involved, but they're not even hiding it in Texas. And that's Bloomberg right there with the Justice Department saying my bankruptcy is not good. But you can type in DOJ challenges Alex Jones' bankruptcy. Since when does that happen? So how big is it that Soros isn't even trying to hide this? And to me, this is a major rallying point. Why are they, because I know we have a big show and a great audience and great guests, but why are they so obsessed that we now have evidence that's going to come out soon of over $10 million spent by Soros to do this? What does he think that's going to look like when all that comes out, and that they're now openly trying to threaten bankruptcy federal judges? I mean, these people, I guess they know they control the Justice Department, so why do they care? But this is getting crazy.
It's the complete weaponization of the Justice Department for politicized partisan purposes. I mean, when's the last time we've seen a Justice Department go after a reporter? This is the same Justice Department that's busy trying to extradite Julian Assange for exposing deep state crimes during the Obama administration and going after Julian Assange. The same deep state apparatus going after James O'Keefe merely because he possessed a diary of a daughter of a president that exposed that president in highly questionable
moral. That he gave to the police and didn't publish.
Exactly. I mean, he didn't even go public with it. They have become this. Mike Cernovich put it this way the other day. The FBI has become the private Stasi, the private KGB, the private secret police. In fact, I call it confession through projection. It's like you listen to whatever Ukraine or the West is saying about the war and assume that they say the Russians are doing. It's usually what's happening to Ukrainians. The same thing is happening here. Whatever they accused Trump of doing is what they were up to. Corruption overseas, corruption involving family members. I mean, just look at the password of Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, the guy's a complete degenerate. This is the nature. We have a degenerate presidency. We have a degenerate president who is a dementia candidate.
So let's expand on that. Just like Hitler started bombing civilian targets, thinking to make the British give up, I'm finding messing with judges, messing with is actually making them get pissed. It's not having the effect they thought.
Well, yeah, I mean, the goal has been just pure intimidation tactics. It's the only thing they know. Just like the intimidation tactics they took with Russia, thought they could shut down Russia's economy, thought they could change Russia's governance simply with these tactics. It's the same tactics and techniques, but it's the complete dangerous, partisan, politicized weaponization of the Justice Department.
And what's dangerous, Barnes, is that they don't quit when it fails. They double down. So what's the double down going to look like?
I mean, they're going to keep accelerating and escalating until they get a rigged outcome. And the problem they have, if they had confidence in the merits of their case, then they wouldn't be using these shenanigans. They wouldn't be having the U.S. trustee interfere in a bankruptcy in a highly questionable manner to try to prevent a party from the legal rights and remedies bankruptcy affords, which, by the way, is only an option because the plaintiffs chose to sue entities they knew didn't have any assets. This is, you know, and so that shows the scale of it. If they had confidence in their case, they wouldn't use these shenanigans.
Well, that's the thing. They're saying there's hundreds of millions of dollars in these entities. We're maxed out, don't have any money. So I'm like, okay, we'll show them. And then they're pissed.
Well, because the whole case was premised on a fiction based on a sort of Mike Myers-style latest version of a delusional interpretation of Alex Jones. And they want to pretend that the InfoWars audience is this deluded audience when, in fact, it's one of the most informed audiences in the entire world.
And plus, Robert, you were involved in discovery in our finances. Because I don't judge myself by money. I spend it almost all. I got a decent house, a nice car, health care, but I don't worship money. I'm not trying to pile up money. How much last time you checked, how much money does Alex Jones have? They keep claiming I have hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't have $5 million.
Well, all of these entities they knew didn't that are in bankruptcy, they knew didn't have it from the very beginning of discovery. We sat down and showed them there's nothing there. There's nothing in there. They knew it and said you should dismiss them. You know, why is Owen Schroyer being sued as part of all this? This is purely lawfare, and it's politically motivated lawfare.
And I'm not putting Owen down, but in discovery, he has like $50,000 in the bank. I mean, it's all lies.
Okay, at every single level, and it has to be. Because it was built on a lie, based on a lie. The story had to be that this was a fake news station, not the tip of the spear for independent information. Who was at the very top of saying this, that the pandemic lockdown was bad politics, bad policy, and they were lying about the data? It was InfoWars. Who was at the tip of the spear for saying this election was stolen? It was InfoWars. Who was at the tip of the spear saying the war in Ukraine is meant to escalate to World War III and we have no business being there? It was InfoWars. That's why they have to silence InfoWars. That's why they have to shame the InfoWars audience. They can't, if they believed in their case, they would have a trial on the merits with a jury.
And let's expand. And they've defaulted, and you saw the filing where in Texas they say, we can't talk or bring up the First Amendment. I mean, it's beyond the kangaroo trial.
Oh, completely. I mean, if they have confidence, why are they scared of an Austin jury? A liberal Austin jury pool? Why are they scared of a liberal Connecticut jury pool? They know that even those jury pools, when they see the actual facts in the case, will not write big checks of the kind that they demand, will not bankrupt InfoWars fundamentally and functionally moving forward. So that's why they have to create a fake case based on a fake narrative and use procedural tricks so that, I mean, InfoWars has been denied the right to bring motions to dismiss, the right to bring motions to summary judgment, the right to bring anti-slap motions, and now denied the right for a trial on the merits. And now they're trying to deny them even bankruptcy law protection. That's the scale and scope of this politicized, weaponized mechanism to come after InfoWars. And it's because of the power of the audience, the power of the audience that has continued to keep InfoWars alive and afloat financially.
Well, that's right. What does it say about the power structure? These aren't the actions of a strong group.
No, well, they thought they would crush it. They thought your audience was a dumb, naive, defrauded, deceived audience, not one of the most informed audiences in the world, not an audience that would stay invested in InfoWars no matter what happened, that would continue to get good products at good prices while keeping InfoWars functionally afloat. And where does that matter? Where do you go to find out the real information about a war in Ukraine at the beginning when all the mainstream media, including Fox, is pushing lies? It's InfoWars. Where do you go to find out that the lockdown is bad policy and bad politics and they're lying about this pandemic when Fox News was fully on board, when key people connected to Trump were even on board?
I totally agree. So let me ask you in closing, what are they going to do now that they've launched this attack and all it's creating is more positive? I've never seen so much support. What are they going to do as it backfires?
Unfortunately, it's going to be more and more dangerous. I mean, they're going to escalate. Well, like what we're seeing in Ukraine. I mean, you have people seriously considering and contemplating actual nuclear war. It is, as you described, pure mad. That's why it's called mutually assured destruction. So you're going to see continued efforts to weaponize the entire process so that InfoWars never gets a trial on the merits, and efforts to crush it and nuke it are the same as what they're thinking on a global military scale.
That's right. InfoWars is a microcosm of breaking the law. The leak of the Supreme Court ruling is just, it shows there's no rules now. They're just going completely crazy.
Just like what happened in the election, just like what happened with the pandemic, just like what happened in the Ukrainian conflict, just like what happened with the leak, just like what happened with the SCOTUS leak, just like what happened with Project Veritas, they are going to break all the rules and deny the protection of the law and deny the remedies of the Constitution to InfoWars, because InfoWars is the tip of the spear at breaking through their propaganda law.
All right, Barnes, people search your name. You're everywhere. You're on Twitter. You've got a great show. You host yourself. Thank you so much.
Hey, glad to be here.
Amazing job and great work with your lawsuits exposing Pfizer and others. What a trooper. What a hero. Another hero that you support and back. Owen Schroyer takes over for 2 hours live, Sunday live in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.